I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. How are Israel's targeted strikes against Hezbollah impacting the next generation? Pierre Hosni with Horizons International says many Lebanese aged 34 to 50 are reliving memories of the nation's civil war. Younger adults and children are grappling with this trauma for the first time. The UN says more than 400,000 kids in Lebanon have been displaced in the last 3 weeks. Horizons staff have dropped everything and are cooking for and ministering to these people. Pray for them in the spiritual battle going on.
These crises that happen in the worldly realms, they always represent open doors for the spiritual impact of people. We do not spare any opportunity to share the gospel in a way that they can understand and in a way that shows genuine love.
More at missionnews.org. And while Pakistan has committed to equal rights for women, cultural and societal barriers remain. Yasmin Joseph says women are often seen only as caretakers of the home and children. She founded Society for Relief and Development to empower and disciple Pakistani women. Her ministry provides opportunities for women to learn job skills, grow spiritually, and become leaders. Over time, women gained more roles in their churches and found their voice.
The first challenge was to get them involved and engaged in our programs, what we have for them, and then to raise their participation in all those activities.
Pray that the ministry may empower even more women in Pakistan.
They told us they really want to know more about Bible. They really want to listen to Bible and to read themselves.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.